Seven times? And Jesus says, no, 77 times. And in some translations, 77 times, seven times. Meaning, seven is the divine number, an infinite number of times, as that's biblical language for infinite. Wow, that's a really tough one. You know, I had an experience of this. I know Deacon Ty would probably relate to it. We all of us were in the seminary, make a big effort to discern God's will, and you end up in the seminary. Remember, I talked to one of my classmates the first week. He said, I can't believe I'm in the seminary. And a week later, he said, I can't believe I'm in the seminary. It was like, what a difference a week makes. And you realize, this is going to be a long time in the school. Well, my first year there, there was this individual named Joe, and I can't say his last name because he might hear me somewhere out in the ether. I think this is the taped version, isn't it? Yep, he's Joe. But, I cannot remember what the deal was, but he disliked me intensely, and I really didn't care for him either. He had said something nasty, and every time I saw him, it was like, ooh, you know, talk about 77 times, seven times. He was on my floor, and I kept running into him. So I would try to put on a happy face, you know. But, what I did was I prayed for him. I prayed every time I saw him. That's what I decided to do. I'd said a little prayer of grace, you know, kind of thing. Got through all 8 months up there. And, you know, it was so healing, that prayer. God answered my prayer, and the situation, you know, it completely healed itself. He transferred to another seminary. Praise God. Yes! That's not what I was praying for, but I sure was happy about it. Now, many of the people we need to forgive are not so easily dealt with. You know, you marry somebody and there's an in-law, you know, that bugs you, or somebody we work with, a supervisor or a co-worker. Who doesn't have things that come up? Last night I told this story. The people who gave me this are in the room. Somebody gave me their convertible to drive 2 weeks ago, and the first week it was all smoke, you know. But I was driving it around last week. What little I had to go somewhere, but I was down on Commercial Street, had the top down. It's just a thing for a sick call, you know, a convertible. There was this bicyclist. And somebody else at Mass last night was caught in the same deal and was just as angry as I was. It's very interesting. I am a little bit hot-headed on the road sometimes, but this was really a really bad thing. This bicyclist was in the middle of the left lane on Commercial and backing up traffic for a long period. He just wouldn't get over. So everybody was, you know, doing something very dangerous to give him space, but I know they have to worry about car doors opening and stuff, but this was really amazing. So I got up to him, and I'm sitting there with the top down. I got right head-to-head with this guy. I leaned over, and I said, why don't you get over? And he told me where to go, and I can't repeat any of it. Along with the way they finger you in Europe is two fingers, and I got both of them from him. And then he proceeded to get right in the center lane. Mm-hmm. I got around him, but I looked back there, and there was a whole stream of cars and nobody behind me. And, you know, I still get a little mad about that, and I had to forgive him because it's an awful thing. It's a small thing, isn't it? It's in the past now forever. I don't know what's wrong with him. But we run into people that hurt you, and they're glad they did. And what do we do about it? Now, I was once asked to give a talk. I was in the Charismatic Renewal for many years, and I was part of this covenant community. Bishop Smith is in a similar type of situation even now. And we were taught how to forgive. It was something I've never forgotten this. When somebody wrongs us and they say, will you forgive me? The improper answer is to say, oh, forget it. It was nothing. Think nothing of it. I never thought twice about it. Oh, just don't mention it. That none of that is appropriate. What we say is, I forgive you. Give them the chance to hear that you're going to really forgive them. That's what they need to hear. In the same way, it's really good with our children. If we've done something that may not be the best parenting, you can say, will you forgive me? But then you can expect them to also model that. T- to ask forgiveness. And it's a really good skill to, because what many people go around life in life, and they, when we hold unforgiveness in our heart, it's like having a knife stuck into us. We turn the knife and think we're hurting the other person. I'm not going to forgive you for what you did as long as I live. See there? Or they're happy you're doing it to yourself. Either they don't even know, or they're glad that you're being hurt. But either way, we got to get the knife out of ourselves. The best vengeance is to get over it, right? That really bugs them. So, but that's what Christ asks us to do. There was somebody in one of my previous parishes that I did or said something that offended them. We all do. And I, to this day, I don't know what it was. But they've spent the last umpteen years, I've been ordained 20 years, they still badmouth me around town. But I've seen them a couple of times at funerals. Not a word to me. Not once have they told me what it is. I see them, "Oh, Father, so good to see you." When I leave, but the last time I saw this person, their husband was dying, and I said to them, "I'm so sorry to hear about your what's going on." And I was genuinely praying for this individual. And I saw this mixture of intense grief and intense hatred directed toward me. And I don't know what it's about. It isn't affecting me at all. But I see what 14 or actually about 20 years of this has done to this person. Not just me, but they go around town doing this to their enemies. What does Christ say last week? If my brother sins against, or sister sins against me, go first and tell them alone. But of course, the natural thing is to tell everyone but them, because it's hard. So what is forgiveness? This is something I'm fond of, this formula. I put it in the bulletin again this week. It's very simple. Forgiveness is not a feeling. I don't have to feel good about that bicyclist. I don't have to ever see him again. But if I run into somebody, it's not how I feel about them. I don't have to be their best friend anymore. I don't have to go to dinner with them. I don't have to go out of my way to talk with them at a gathering. At family gatherings, you're kind of stuck, you know, but if that's who that is, but co-workers you're stuck with, just to be cordial and to move on. That's all God asks. Jesus didn't care for the people spitting on him on the cross either, did he? He didn't feel good about it, but he forgave them. He said, "Father, forgive them." He prayed for them, and that's the second thing. Christ modeled this. We pray for our enemies. The previous bishop once said in a homily to us priests, he said, "You know, I picked up a number of enemies being pastor of this archdiocese." And he said, a lot of the things that they said about me were untrue. So I put their first names down in my divine office, and I'll just touch that and say, "I pray for all these people." Sometimes I'll read the names off. He said, "Just the first names, so nobody knows who they are." And I've modeled that myself over the years. I have a prayer bowl. I put your intentions in. When I hear one, I'm on the prayer chain prayer list. And so I stick them in there. And, you know, it's funny. Slowly but surely, those names get crossed off. It's funny. When you pray for somebody, you get healed. And praying for someone that's hurt us heals us. And that's what's really great about it. So it's how I look, or no passive-aggressive stuff. Am I cordial to this person? Do I pray for the people that have hurt me? And the third is the hardest. What do I say about them? Am I telling everyone in town somebody's sin? Do I have a constant need to repeat to everyone this terrible thing that was done to me? And it makes me feel good, and it makes me look bad. And it's very simple, and it's very easy to do. Yes, it's okay to talk to our significant other about it and all that stuff, but am I telling the whole town? And that's the hard one. And again, it's like you're going around turning a knife in your stomach and hoping you're hurting the other person. And if they do know you're doing it, half the time they're glad you're turning the knife for them. "Thank you very much. You're doing my job for me." You know, I think what our Lord is trying to get at is that it is the natural human condition, an eye for an eye. But we are being trained as sons and daughters of God. Look what our Lord says. If you understand what I'm asking of you, you understand this is a temporary world. You understand that you're just being put to the test and that everything goes back in the box, but your relationships last forever. The one with me and the one with all of you. I've given you a few people that are troubling, And that's my greatest gift to you, because in that, you grow into sons and daughters of God. You can be like my son on the cross who forgave the people spitting on him. You're never going to have to go through that. You know, he's teaching us to be like Jesus. And that's our great dignity in heaven, to have been through something that has really hurt us, or genuinely, sometimes we maybe deserve to be, we need to be forgiven ourselves, you know, but the thing is that to learn this kind of forgiveness, again, it's not liking somebody, it's not feeling hurt. If we still feel hurt, we don't like them, we don't want to be around them, that's not unforgiveness. But am I modeling forgiveness with my words, with my actions, and with my prayers? That's what Jesus did. That's all he asks. Once we understand the formula, it's a lot easier on us. We don't have to worry about the turmoil of the feelings that burp up like a bad dinner or something, you know, in our lives. We thank God that he's forgiven us for everything, and that he gives us a lifetime to learn how to forgive.